And joining us now is Dennis Felton, the head coach of the Cleveland State Vikings men's basketball team. And Coach Felton, you're actually in the middle of some practice time right now because you got a big trip coming up. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Coach, the Vikings are going to Italy. Tell us about how that came about.
Well, the NCAA allows basketball programs once every 4 years. In other words, not more often than that, but once every 4 years, you can take a foreign trip abroad during the off season. And we were actually scheduled on schedule to do this last year, which would have been my first summer here at Cleveland State. But I thought it made a lot more sense to push it to this year, where because we knew we were going to have the least experienced team in the country with just a boatload of freshmen and a few sophomores, and that's about it. So I knew that it would be a lot more valuable to us this year from the standpoint of squeezing in some more experience going into next season and giving us a chance to bond as a team and build our chemistry. And there's nothing like, you know, building some bonds with each other when you're stuck with each other for 10 straight days in some foreign-speaking country.
Dennis Felton, head men's basketball coach at Cleveland State, is joining us. You mentioned this will be your second season coming up, but you've had a successful track record of turning around programs as the head coach. Western Kentucky, you went to the NCAA tournament three times there, then went on to Georgia and was able to really come out of a very difficult situation and put them back on the winning track. But in the life cycle of a program, you're going into year two. You talked about that bonding. You know, what are the expectations from you, having been through this a couple of times before, where you're building a program? What do you expect for this year?
Well, we expect to grow and improve on a daily basis. We in every way, we expect all our players to grow and improve their skills. We expect our players to get better at playing together, and we expect our players to grow in their understanding of how to behave like a championship team and a championship program. And that process is what gets us to become a dominant program and a program that's in the hunt for championships year after year. So we're at the so that's kind of the 30,000 feet overview. But also a part of that is each season, our expectation is that we overachieve. In other words, we find a way to be better than we were supposed to be on paper. And if you're focusing on those two things, that kind of improvement and the idea of being overachievers, then the rest is going to take care of itself. The score is going to take care of itself. The record and the winning is going to come. And so that's what we're doing. And I knew coming to Cleveland State, we were going to be starting all over twice in a way, because obviously last year was our first year together and taking over a program that had stumbled a little bit. But then we were going to turn around and be starting all over again in year two with practically a whole new team of first-year players, just because the makeup of our roster was loaded up with seniors last year. So, but that's our expectation, and we expect to build a great program that really, really makes the city of Cleveland and our community and our campus really proud and become dominant.
Dennis Felton, head men's basketball coach at Cleveland State, joining us. How do you strategize scheduling from year to year when you are in the middle of a rebuild? Because, we know at the Horizon League level, it'd be great to, and from everything I've seen, your schedule has not been publicly released at this point. But a lot of the times, if it is a mid-major program, they're looking at, oh, did they get a marquee win somewhere? Did they knock off one of the big guys? But when do you decide that your program is ready to go out and take on those bigger programs as compared to, years past?
Well, again, big picture is it all starts with this. We don't have we have visions of being one of the best programs in the country. The kind of, you know, to have, you know, put together the kind of teams that can beat anybody anywhere. So mid-major really isn't in our vocabulary. And you know, along with everything that we're doing, we're educating, starting with our recruiting, the people that we recruit, and then in our community here, that we are not a mid-major program. We're a high major program that's you know, growing, developing, that where we can succeed on that level. So, to answer your question, we will be you know, a program that plays up, and in our march towards being that kind of program, we're going to schedule in such a way where we give ourselves the opportunity to prove to people across the country that we're one of the best teams in the country. So, and that goes with the process. So, are we that team right now here today? No, but we will be. So our schedule will grow with our team in that way. When I built our program at Western Kentucky, up from being a low to mid-major, quote-unquote, program to being one of the top 25 teams in the country, one of the ways we did that was scheduling. So in other words, once we got momentum and got going and started to become a very successful program, and everybody in our region knew that you know, we're nothing to be trifled with, then we, you know, scheduled strategically to give ourselves opportunities to let the country know that Western Kentucky is indeed, has indeed arrived as a national level program. So, you know, that season that we knew we were ready, we scheduled Kentucky at Kentucky to open the year. And we talked about that game all summer as a team with our players. We talked about that game being America's wake-up call to the Hilltoppers. And so we went up to Kentucky. They were number four in the country, and we beat them, led wire to wire and beat them. And then that's, you know, so then we took that next step from being, you know, a program that people would call a mid-major power to just knowing, okay, they're a high-major team. They can beat anybody anywhere. You know, we did the same thing and went on the road to beat Louisville. You know, we went and beat Auburn. So that's the way we view scheduling, and so we tend to try to put together a schedule each year that makes the most sense to give ourselves, to be a part of our building process.
Dennis Felton, head men's basketball coach at Cleveland State University. I do like the theory that you've been talking about, and we have touched on Western Kentucky. We've talked about Georgia. Between being a head coach and an assistant, you've been in a lot of places and a lot of conferences. I mean, Western Kentucky, Bowling Green's got, what, 75,000 people in Bowling Green, Kentucky, but you've been in the Big East, the ACC, the SEC. Being at Cleveland State in a market this size, dominated by its professional teams, biggest challenge and biggest advantage to running a program in this type of situation?
Well, it starts with, we have an incredible advantage in that we're in one of the great cities in America with all the amenities that a big city has to offer, starting with, you know, we're one of only 14 cities in the country that have Major League Baseball, NFL, and NBA. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We have, you know, all kinds of lifestyle advantages here, where it's a great place to live, whether you're a young single person or you're you know middle aged family, you know, with kids that you're raising, on up to folks that are retired and looking to spend their more casual years, you know, relaxing and having good things to do. And then more importantly than that, we have incredible success stories in industry of and people of all walks of life who are some of the most successful people in the country. And we look to leverage those kinds of resources to the benefit of our players. So at Cleveland State, our players aren't only earning a great degree, but we're using this town to supply our players with professional opportunities to give them a leg up on their competition, on their peers that are you know, graduating from all these other colleges and universities across the country to get them off to a more explosive start in their career. Our biggest challenge is, getting the city of Cleveland to wake up, you know, to Cleveland State basketball and to really, you know, first, I guess, come to understand what we're here doing. And then second of all, you know, kind of come to embrace it and jump on the ship and really become a part of the building process. Because when folks start really packing it into Wolstein and creating one of the best college basketball environments in the country, that's going to snowball. And that's going to be as big a part of the process of helping us become this great team and great program as anything else that we're doing in our effort.
You know, you mentioned the Wolstein Center, and there's been talk about, oh, do we need two arenas downtown? I mean, they're different, much different venue than the Q. It's a pretty good size, I think, for a lot of events, including Cleveland State basketball. Do you have anything at the top of your wish list for the Wolstein Center, if you could change something?
Well, university is going through the thought process right now of what's next and what's best for Cleveland State University and our athletics programs. From the standpoint of doing something to renew Wolstein or building a new arena. So I'm really excited about the opportunities that would come with that. And so. When I came here and took the job, I knew that was, a serious conversation that was being had by the university, and that was just one more thing that, attracted me to the opportunity to coach here.
Dennis Felton, head men's basketball coach at Cleveland State. I've got to ask you this. Your dad was in the Air Force. You were born in Japan, and it looks like you bounced around a little bit. Are you bilingual or trilingual? Do you know... Is there anything that's a part of you from living in all those other places?
Yeah, when I was 8 years old, 8 to 10 years old, we lived in Madrid, Spain, and I became bilingual then because when we moved there, we moved into a Spanish community. They didn't have base housing for us, so I was outside the apartment every day playing with Spanish kids. And being at that young age, you learn to adapt, and it's easier for you. And I learned Spanish, and I could speak Spanish then. And although I took a couple of years of Spanish in high school and college, I could not call myself bilingual anymore. I forgot most of what I learned back in those days, and it's a shame. It really is, because I regret that actually, but. So I once was, but no longer.
So you're saying those of us that are a little older, we don't want to just go hang out in Madrid for 2 years. We might not pick it up as easily as when we were 10 years old.
Well, if you're immersed in it, I think you will. You have no choice. And all the other places outside of the country I lived and have spent time, I was still kind of immersed in an American environment, so I wasn't forced to. To learn those languages, but it did. I was out there, running around and at the playground with all the Spanish kids, and got along great, and figured out how to communicate back then.
And maybe some of it'll come back to you later this month when you're in Italy, because a lot of those languages, isn't it? What did they call it? The Romance languages: French, Spanish, Italian. They have those similarities, so maybe you'll get a little bit of it back when your team's over there later this month.
I love to hear foreign languages, and especially Italian, in it. But it sounds it's very intimidating. The idea of learning it is very intimidating to me now.
You don't need to learn it. Just fake it. Just fake it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Dennis Felton, the head coach of the Cleveland State Vikings men's basketball team, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Good luck with the practices that you get and then the time that you get to spend with your team over in Italy later on this month. Have a safe trip.
Yeah, and thank you for paying attention. And come by and see us anytime. You're welcome to come by and see us practice. And just before I jump off, I do want to go out of my way to thank all of the people that helped us make this trip to Italy, come to fruition. We had a lot of great friends and supporters of the program who contributed to make this possible, and we're very, very grateful for all of their support.